this radio is gonna get me killed.
I'll help you get rid of that radio.
The 90.7 FM
Ica.
Copic.
Cairo.
Catskill. Greenport. Claverack. Kinderhook.
Maryville.
Germantown.
Wyndham. Greenville.
Schoharie. Green County.
Patrick. Ashland.
Chatham.
And East Durham.
Baffins.
Haines Falls. Hunter.
And, Coxsackie.
Preston Hollow. Oak Hill.
Ankrum.
Great Barrington.
Hawthorne Valley.
New Baltimore.
Hudson, New York.
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need, and it is either a Macintosh 2011 or newer 2.0 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer 2.4 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info@wgxe.org for more information.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears on Tuesday, March 12th. Corey is live at Hilo in Catskill with the Forgotten Geek Show at 11 a.m. Then hear the WGXC 8th Anniversary Special after the noon news with DJ Dan Seward, special tribute to Ellen Thurston, and radio awards from Vern Cross, Tom DiPietro, and Rainier from WGXC's afternoon shows. Dan Seward is in with the Battlefield Earth show at 10 p.m. on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
National.
Forgotten Geek, coming out of Hilo in Catskill. It's Corey McCaslin, and we'll get right into some geek speak. And later on, I'll have some good forgotten music for you, including some stuff by Madonna, Jawbox, James, Paul Frees, Smiley Lewis. Now on with that news. James Gunn's soft reboot for Suicide Squad is gunning for a quick production start, with even a little recasting hiccup not slowing them. Variety reported that Will Smith, though never officially signed on, is out as Deadshot due to scheduling conflicts, and they pretty quickly followed up by announcing Idris Elba will wear the Red Sniper monocle now, joining him and Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn and one host Viola Davis as The Wall might be the following, thanks to a list leaked to Collider. Mentally disturbed extreme pacifist and Watchmen's comedian inspiration Peacemaker, Ratcatcher, King Shark, and Mr. Polka Dot. Yes, he is an obscure one-off villain from the goofy age of Batman. Why do you ask? Aquaman 2's been set for 2022, but horror spin-off The Trench will likely be at the cinemas, according to producer Peter Safran. WB/DC has not given up the race for an Ezra Miller Flash movie, as Game Night/Spider-Man Homecoming team John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein are now doing an extensive rewrite for a movie they are also currently scheduled to direct. Dwayne Johnson as Black Adam is also still supposed to be a thing, though he won't be appearing in the upcoming Shazam movie. And that hashtag show says his Justice Society foes/teammates will be there to oppose Shazam's dark opposite. Adam Zitzkill's new draft reportedly includes Baby Ruth Pitchman Hawkman, Legacy Hero and CW Flash Cannon Fodder Adam Smasher, and future streaming series star Stargirl. Via Twitter, it's reported that Adrienne Barbeau will be going back to the Bayou, reuniting in an unspecified role with her mossy 80s co-star Swamp Thing for the James Wan streaming Swamp Thing series. Arrow will cock its bow for the last time with the eighth season this fall, truncated to 10 episodes, and speculated to be a sign that Batwoman is being groomed to check the CW versus Urban Vigilante box in its place. After years of fervent fan dreams kept alive by scene-stealing guest shots and stints on Legends of Tomorrow, We Got This Covered claims Matt Ryan's Constantine may finally get a second shot at his own show, following his one-season NBC show from, well, it was 2013 or 2014, possibly for CW, but maybe streaming. Yeah, go streaming, guys. Second season premiere of Swamp Thing crossover to set it up. So, since Warner's is kind of pulling back on doing a deeply connected cinematic universe for DC superheroes, and those numbers the last Fantastic Beasts posted weren't that great, maybe Hanna-Barbera will work, they must be thinking. Wacky Races was the Infinity War of its time, after all. So, that Agents of Scoop script is out, and an untitled 2020 animated movie will instead see Mystery Inc. uniting with other Hanna-Barbera heroes to save the world from Dirk Dastardly. Scoop vet Tony Carvone will make his feature directing debut with Will Forte and Gina Rodriguez voicing Shaggy and Velma, Frank Welker staying on as Scooby, and Tracy Morgan as Captain Caveman. Can't really shout it here in public, so... And anyways, I once worked out an intricate live-action reboot of him because I'm part of the problem. Now, get into our first set, and in anticipation of St. Patrick's Day this Sunday, here is, from The Jack Benny Show, is Dennis Day with An Irish Man Will Steal Your Heart.
Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away. He'll bedevil you and beguile you with his hullabaloo fillet. When the brogue turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away. An Englishman has manners, an Englishman has charm. They say it's truly difficult to ruffle his aplomb. He'll hold you and he'll kiss you, but wherever he may be, at 4 o'clock he'll have to stop to sip a cup of tea. But an Irishman will steal your heart away. He'll bedevil you and beguile you with his hullabaloo valet. When the brogue turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away. A Frenchman is romantic. The French have savoir-faire. When he makes love to you, it's always très, très debonair. He'll say to you, toujours l'amour, my life on you depends. But next day he'll be making love to three of your best friends. But an Irishman, steal your heart away. He'll bedevil you and beguile you with his hullabaloo ballet. When the brogue turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away. The German man is steady. Ach, du lieber Kind, the German man is smart. For he'll come round and round again to win the Fraulein's heart. But you can lose him easily and make him hide his face. When he comes round to see you, tell him, this is not the play. But an Irishman will steal your heart away. He'll bedevil you and beguile you with his hullabaloo ballet. When the brogue turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away.
There ought to be two at a table at some little hideaway spot. My baby and I should be dreaming. We ought to be, but we're not. They ought to play beautiful music, the love song we nearly forgot. My baby and I should be dancing. We ought to be, but we're not. Why did we have to break up? How could we say goodbye? My heart cried, kiss her and make up, but my lips refused to try. There ought to be some way to tell you, I need you, I want you with me. So baby, say when, let's begin again in love like we ought to be.
There ought to be two at a table.
We ought to be
at some little hideaway spot.
We ought to be.
My baby and I should be dreaming.
We ought to be.
But we're not.
Why did we have to break up? How could we say goodbye? My heart cried, kiss her and make up, but my lips refused to try. There ought to be some way to tell you, I need you, I want you with me. So baby, say when, let's begin again in love like we ought to be.
One night of sin is what I'm now paying for. The things I did and I saw would make me hurt, stand still. Don't call my
set started off with Dennis Day, An Irishman Will Steal Your Heart, as performed on the Jack Benny Show. Then Tony Travis with We Oughta Be. And it was Smiley Lewis, One Night of Sin. Get ready to tell YouTube you're not interested in more videos and channels from their underbelly because you're not that kind of fan. Because on top of pushing women as major franchise anchors, Marvel is bringing in the gays. I'm being sarcastic in case you need to be reassured. That hashtag show reports that they are seeking an openly gay actor for a lead role in the Eternals. Just saying again, thanks to new canon and all that, they're oft written as bi version of Hercules could be an Eternal in that movie. Transitioning towards a sport that's often the butt of gay jokes, the Hulk Hogan biopic will star someone who's fought his namesake. THR announced that Chris Hemsworth will play Terry Bollea as he rises through the pro wrestling industry to become a cultural icon, and only play that to keep it on the inspiring and uplifting side. And Joker director Todd Phillips, Bradley Cooper, Hemsworth, and Sleazy himself, Eric Bischoff, are producing for Netflix. Biopics are not immune to sequelitis. As director Michael Gracey told The Guardian, he's developing a follow-up to The Greatest Showman. And Aaron Sorkin told AP Entertainment he and producer Scott Rudin are talking about reopening their Social Network account for a follow-up. Successful biopics have breed imitators, too. So with Bohemian Rhapsody's success, Deadline reports Universal has brought in Richard Lagravanese to adapt Rock Hudson biography All That Heaven Allows, telling the story of the closeted lead man who became one of the first major casualties of the AIDS crisis. The same outlet also reports Stan and Ollie producers Fable Pictures are developing a miniseries chronicling the lives of famed actress and writer sisters Dame Joan Collins and Jackie Collins OBE. Variety reports WB is setting up a Tyrese Gibson starring vehicle about R&B legend Teddy Pendergrass with Lee Daniels exec producing. Director Errol Morris will go from the Thin Blue Line to the Noir Line, as THR says he's bringing 30s New York photojournalist Arthur Fehlig to cinematic life in Ouija. And we'll end this segment with a yes, they're making that into a movie rundown. Heat Vision broke that MGM and Mattel Films are making a Viewmaster movie and reminded everyone DreamWorks wanted to do that last decade. The New York Times reported on a deal between New Line and Sanrio Corporation to bring Hello Kitty to the big screen, but hey, at least that has actual characters. And the next grumpy cat will be Esther the Wonder Pig, as CBS Films are making a feature about the social media sensation. Now, here is Paul Frees as Boris Karloff covering The Look of Love.
The look of love is in your eyes, a look your smile can't disguise. The look of love is saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. The look of love, it's on your face. A look that time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Oh, let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, you've got the look. Oh yes, you have. How old are you, my child? 191. Oh, that's very nice. I love those little ringlets, little curls. You look like Shirley, surely you're not 191. Oh, this is a lovely place you have here. What do you call this place? Oh, a tomb with a view. Oh, that's very nice.
Set started with Paul Frees doing his Boris Karloff to cover The Look of Love, and you just heard Jawbox covering I've Got You Under My Skin. Sometimes I wait to report on something to make sure it's at least probably happening. Sometimes the news comes so quick I just wait to collect it. It's both in this case, as it can now be said that we are definitely getting Denis Villeneuve's projected two-part readaptation of Dune, currently set for release November 2020. The cast is very packed, as along with Timothy Chalamet as Paul Atreides will be Josh Brolin, Oscar Isaac, Javier Bardem, Jason Momoa, Rebecca Ferguson, Zendaya, Dave Bautista, Charlotte Rampling, and Stellan Skarsgård. Amazon assuaged some fears that their Lord of the Rings series would basically be the young Aragorn Chronicles, tweeting it will be set in the Second Age, which for those not immersed in the lore, begins with Sauron's predecessor Morgoth's banishment and ends with the defeat of Sauron and the loss of the ring, aka the opening backstory dump at the beginning of the first film. Legendary will hopefully be showing there's more to Oz and Dorothy, as Variety reports Jessica Jones writer Ed Ruckhort will write and produce a series based on L. Frank Baum's classic fantasy series. It would be nice to get a good take on Marvelous Land of Oz, my favorite, though watching an awful version by the maker of Santa Claus and the Ice Cream Bunny allow me to catch on to a lot of sexism that flew over my 8-year-old head. Some Hollywood legal briefs. THR reports on the slapping down of VidAngel, a company that took films and sanitized them for the faith and family viewing audience, no sex, violence, cussing, and so forth, and streamed them on their VOD service. Naturally, the majors weren't happy, especially as this meant they were breaking the law by cracking encryption and ripping the films. VidAngel countered the 2005 U.S. Family Home Movie Act, allowed them, as it allows, for that so long as no fixed copy of the new version is created. A Cali judge has ruled against them, and the merely single-digit million-dollar company may face up to $152 million in damages. But at least one Hollywood studio has gotten what it deserves, as in a decision that could have huge implications for the future. See, the studios of the practice Hollywood accounting that would make Lord Peter Baelish proud, fudging figures and using loopholes to cheat creative personnel out of profit participation and more. New Line famously did this with Lord of the Rings, arguing it still lost money and thus the point sharing didn't kick in. And this was also done back with Tim Burton's Batman, I believe. Dull surprise, Fox was also doing this to the producers and stars of Bones through loopholes not covering streaming services, on top of self-dealing by minimizing potential profit by syndicating the channels and services they have ownership of, like Hulu, which they did several years past with Simpsons going to FX when everyone knows Turner was practically willing to go into Hawk to get it for Adult Swim. Anyway, as an arbitrator hit Fox hard, ruling they have to pay nearly $200 million in actual and punitive damages, also decrying their cavalier attitude towards wrongdoing. Once again, dull surprise with Fox. So, going to our next set, here is Dori Devin with Beware of Young Girls.
Beware of young girls who come to the door, wistful and pale of 20 and 4, delivering daisies with delicate hands. Beware of young girls, too often they crave to cry at a wedding. Dance on a grave. She was my friend, my friend, my friend. She was invited to my house, oh yes, she was. And though she knew my love was true and no ordinary thing, she admired my wedding ring. She admired my wedding ring. She was my friend, my friend, my friend. She sent us little silver gifts, oh yes, she did. Oh, what a rare and happy pair, she inevitably said, as she glanced at my unmade bed. She admired my unmade bed, my bed. Beware of young girls who come to the door, wistful and pale, 20 and 4, delivering daisies with delicate hands. Young girls, too often they crave to cry at a wedding, dance on a grave. She was my friend, my friend, my friend. I thought her motives were sincere, oh yes, I did. Ah, but this lass it came to pass had a dark and different plan. She admired my own sweet man. She admired my own sweet man. We were friends, oh yes, we were. And she just took him from my life, oh yes, she did. So young and vain, she brought me pain, but I'm wise enough to say, she will leave him one thoughtless day. She'll just leave him and go away. young girls who come to the door, wistful and pale, 20 and 4, delivering daisies with delicate hands. Beware of young girls, too often they crave to cry at a wedding.
Devin, Beware of Young Girls, then Concrete Blonde with Caroline, and just heard from Who's That Girl, Madonna, The Look of Love. Now, here for next set is James with Bring a Gun.
Lock. the morning and I raise my weary head. I've got an old coat for a pillow, and the earth is last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going, only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, I'm a six-gun lover, I'm a candle in the wind. Yeah! Say you're born with sin. Well, at least it gave me something. I didn't have to steal or have to win. Well, they tell me that I'm wanted. Yeah, I'm a wanted man. I'm a cold in the stable. I'm okay, what's the way, but catch me if you can. I'm going. And I'll ask if I'll grow old. You ask me if I'd know love and what it's like to sing songs in the rain. Well, I've seen love come, I've seen it shot down, seen it die in vain. Shot down in a blaze of glory. Forgiveness now, but before I'm 6 foot deep, Lord, I gotta ask a favor, and I hope you'll understand. 'Cause I've lived life to the fullest, now let this boy die like a man. Staring down the bullet, I'm waiting to make my final stand. Shot down.
Show to a close. You just heard us at starting with James Bring a Gun, and then held over from my last Oscar nominated show. That was JLA Music covering John Bon Jovi's Blaze of Glory, nominated for Young Guns 2 Blaze of Glory.
the original. And thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek. I'll be back in a couple of weeks, and we'll be going out first with Cameo's Rigor Mortis, the 12-inch version, and then a decent chunk of a extended Ultra Tracks dance remix of Pseudo Echo's cover of Funky Town. Have a good day.
I don't say fight you, won't group, won't have this dance with me. Rigor Mortis will sit and just sit there and you'll see. The music sounds too good for you to look and act this way. Just free your mind of all your thoughts and you will surely say. Are you ready?
take me to a funky town? Won't you take me to a funky town? Won't you take me to a funky town?